studying in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And the theme that we were on last week is, what did Paul do in order to prove that he was truly a servant of God? Many people in the world could say, I'm a servant of God, you follow me. How would you know who to follow? And so Paul says in chapter 6 and verse 4, he says, rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves.
所以保罗呢，在《格林多后书》第六章第四节是这样说：反倒在各样的事情表明自己是神的用人。
He says, if you watch the way I live, you will know that I am a servant of God. The way I live will commend my message.
所以呢，保罗说呢，如果你来注意观察我的生活方式，你就知道啊，我是神的仆人，我的生活方式，我的行为可以来证明我是神来的人。
All right, and some of you know that I'm a counter.
有些人呢，知道我会数数。
And I like to count things. This is a very long list. We're going to read it again. And if you like, you might like to try to count along with me. But I'd rather you just read the list. I'll tell you how many items are there when we finish.
我喜欢呢统计数数，然后呢，下面这个我们来读，我们会把它再读一遍。在读的过程中呢，你们如果有兴趣，也会跟着我一起来数。我会最后告诉你这些细节，这个这样的一个特征有几个。These
are the ways in which Paul says, I am going to commend myself. I'm going to prove to you that I really am God's servant.
这就是保罗说的，他这下面讲的这些方式，他就说，这个可以来支持我，来证明我是神的仆人。So
we read it in Chinese last week. We're going to read it again today in English.
上星期我们用中文读了，今天呢，我们会再次用英文来读。
Verse 4, rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way.
第四节呢，反倒在各样的事情表明自己是神的用人。And
then he's got this long list. Number 1, in great endurance.
所以呢，他就下面有一个长的列表，第一个呢，就是忍耐。And
then in troubles, hardships, and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience, and kindness, in the spirit and in sincere love, in truthful speech, and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, by bad report and good report, genuine, yet regarded as impostors, known, yet regarded as unknown, dying, yet we live on, beaten, and yet not killed, sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, poor, yet making many rich, having nothing, and yet possessing everything.
他刚才读的是第四节一直到第十节里面列出来的，大家可以自己看一下。
So this is Paul saying, I am going to show you, to prove to you that I really am God's servant. These are the many things that I do as I go through life.
因为保罗说呢，这下面这些列出来的这些就是我准备做的，来我做过的，在我整个人生中我一直在做的，来证明我是神的仆人的一些事儿。
So when I counted them up, I came up with the number 28.
所以当我来数一下的时候呢，我数出来的是第二十八个。
And of course, the Bible is an amazing book. It can be analyzed from any and every perspective.
因为圣经是一个非常有趣的一本书，你可以从各个方面去来分析。
And so the question would be, why did Paul list 28 items and not 27 or 29?
所以呢，问题就是为什么使徒保罗要列出28项，而不是27项或者是29项呢？
And you'll remember that in the Bible, the number 7 is very significant.
所以如果你们大家注意到，在圣经里呢，7是一个非常重要的数字。
It means to be complete, to be full.
那个意思呢，就是完成了，完满了。
Now, the number 4 in the Bible frequently refers to the extremities of activity.
所以呢，4通常在圣经里呢，是表明了那个4个角那样的一个。
There are 4 corners of the earth, the Bible says.
所以圣经告诉我们，地上有四角。
There are 4 directions on the compass.
在我们的那个指南针上有4个方向。
And so the concept of 4 often means the extremities, the ends of the possibilities.
所以呢，这个 4呢，通常是指那个最有可能的4个方向和那个可能。
And so the number 28 would be 7 times 4, or if you like, perfection in all the extremities of life.
所以呢，那个4乘8呢，代表了你生活中、人生中的各个方面。
Paul is basically saying this. He's saying, you know, in all of my life, I want to live it in such a way that when people look at me, they will realize that I'm following the Lord Jesus, and he's a good one to follow.
所以呢，保罗呢，基本上是说呢，在我所有的人生中，这些都是我要去活出来的。 这样呢，向其他的人证明我是跟随神的，然后你们跟着我是不会有错的。Now
you'll remember from that list that there were many difficulties there.
所以呢，你们如果记得在里面，它有很多苦难在里面。So
where are we now? In verse 5, in beatings, imprisonments and riots.
所以第五节是说鞭打、监禁、扰乱。
And so Paul basically says, you know, I was beaten up many times, but when I was beaten up, I kept on saying, I want to act right now in the midst of this beating in such a way that people will say, wow, you really do believe in God, don't you?
所以呢，保罗在这里基本上是说呢，我这一辈子被打了很多次，我一直是被鞭打，然后呢，我要在我这样鞭打这样的苦难中，让别人看到说 我在这个鞭打中的表现，别人会说，哇，这个人真的是跟随神的。
I watched you when you were beaten up, and the others would say, and I was amazed. While you were being beaten, it was obvious that you were serving the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，他那些看着他被鞭打的人会说呢，我看见过你被鞭打，你在这些被鞭打的表现中证明出来你真的是跟随着主耶稣基督的。
In imprisonment, what did Paul do when he went to prison?
在监狱里，当保罗在监狱里，他在干什么呢？
He could complain.
他完全可以抱怨。
He could have incited a riot.
他也可能被那个在被别人监视中受到骚扰。
But instead, at midnight, he and Paul and Silas decided to sing praises to the Lord.
但是呢，他却没有那么去做，他就是和那个希拉一起准备唱歌。
Did that commend him to the Lord?
这样能够让他觉得把他推荐给神吗？
Yes, and it commended him to all the other prisoners. They all said, wow, this man must really believe the God he preaches.
所以呢，这些呢，把赞美带给神，当然也带给他们自己。那些人看到他这样的表现，说，哇，这些人一定是跟随着主耶稣。
So the question that you might ask is, are there any other lists in the Bible that have 28 items on them?
所以呢，你们可能有这样的问题，在圣经的其他的地方有没有列出28项这样的事呢？
If they did, we might learn a little bit about the extremities of life and the importance of following God in the extremities.
所以呢，如果真的这里列出来了，其他地方也列出来了，让我们有在我们的人生中呢，可以紧紧的跟随着神，在困难的时候也跟随着神。
So you might want to turn in your Bible to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
如果你有圣经呢，你翻到传道书的第三章。
Where would you find the book of Ecclesiastes?It's after Psalms and Proverbs, just after the middle of your Bible, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes.
所以呢，你们如果找不到这个传道书呢，它是在圣经的中间，是在诗篇和箴言之后。
All right. And when you get to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, you'll find a long list.
当你读到传道书的第三节的时候，你会发现一个很长的列表。
All right, and it simply says there is a time for everything.
所以那个简单的说呢，凡事都有定期。
And then there is a list of 28 things for which there is a time.
所以呢，这里就列出来了28项关于时间的。
So, I'm going to let Roy read verses 1 to 8, then we will read verses 1 to 8, and we'll find that there's a time for all these 28 important things.
然后我呢，先用中文给大家读一下，然后他在用英文读的时候，我们会找出来那些所有关于时间和定期的事儿。传道书第三章第一节，凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时，生有时，死有时，栽种有时，拔出所栽种的也有时，杀戮有时，医治有时，拆毁有时，建造有时，哭有时，笑有时，哀痛有时，跳舞有时，抛掷石头有时，堆积石头有时，怀抱有时， 不怀抱，有时寻找，有时失落，有时保守，有时舍弃，有时撕裂，有时缝补，有时静默，有时言语，有时喜爱，有时恨恶，有时征战，有时和好，有时。
All right, so in English it reads, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the sun. 28, every activity. 28 summarizes all the activities.
所以呢，第一节讲的凡事都有定期，天下万物都有时。这28个呢，做给这所有的啊，天下的事，这些关于时间的事，做了一个小结。
There's a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones.And a time to gather them, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain, a time to search, a time to give up, a time to keep, a time to throw away, a time to tear, a time to mend, a time to be silent, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace.
记得读的五道第八节啊。
So in life, it's important for us to know what time it is.
所以在我们的人生中，这很重要的是我们知道时什么是什么时候了。
And we want to be doing the right thing at the right time.
我们要在正确的时间做正确的事儿。
Okay, 28, the number of time for everything.
所以呢，28项，这个时间呢是。为所有的事情都说明了。
Now, if you go to the New Testament, you will find in your New Testament a number of letters that were written to the churches and to the people of God in the times of the New Testament.
所以如果你去读新约呢，你会发现很多那些数出来的那些写关于时间的写给神的教会的那一些话。
Those letters begin with the epistle or the letter to the Romans.
这些书信呢，开始呢是写给罗马人的书信。
And so, you've got Romans and then you've got 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. If you keep on going, how many do you get?
所以呢，你从书信从罗马书开始数的话，然后格林多前书、格林多后书，然后你要去数到最后有多少封书信呢？
You find a lot of letters down to the book of Jude, but then when you go to the book of Revelation, you find 7 more letters written to the 7 churches of Asia.
所以你一直往下数呢，数到犹大书的时候呢，你再往启示录里数，你会发现有7封信写给当地的教会了。
So, if you add them up, how many do you think there are?
如果你把这前面的书信和启示录里的书信加起来，你认为有多少封呢？
And if you were to take a guess, you would say 28.
如果你想猜一下，你会说28。
Because that's what we're talking about, so it would have to be 28.
所以呢，这就是我们刚才一直说到的，它一定会是28。
Now, why would the Lord have written to us 28 letters?
为什么主要给我们写28封信呢？
And he would have written 28 letters to us so that we would know what to do at every time in life.
所以呢，主写给我们28封信呢，是让我们知道在我们人生的各个时期要做什么。
How should we behave as Christians in our present age?
在我们当今时代，作为一个基督徒，我们的 应该怎么样去表现呢？
And the answer is, we should recognize that there is an answer in those 28 letters for every problem we will come in touch with in life. Every time we've got a problem, every time there's a time, there's an answer. It's in those 28 letters to us.
神写给我们28封信是说在我们现今我们作为基督徒我们在人生中碰到问题的时候每一段时间每一个问题我们都会从这28封信里找到答案。
So if the Lord Jesus Christ were to be here today,
如果主耶稣能够现在在这里
and you were to ask him a question,
你去问他一个问题。
Well, how do you think he would begin his answer?
你认为他会怎么开始他的答案呢?
Do you think he would say, turn to the book of?
你认为他会说翻到哪一本书?
He's already given us his answers.
其实他已经把答案都给我们了。
28 letters written so that we would know how to behave in every time of life.
所以呢28封信写给我们的是让我们在我们的人生中每一个时期都知道怎样去行动。
So if you like, these are the 28 lists of instructions.For us, it's instruction for us as we live through life.
所以呢，你要去想这28封信呢，就是所有的给我们人生的指令。
All right, now turn to the book of Romans, chapter 13.
大家翻到罗马书的第十三章。
Romans chapter 12, actually it is.Romans chapter 12.
实际上是罗马书的第十二章。
And if you study Romans chapter 12, you will find a list of instructions relating to your behavior in life.
所以你如果学习第十二章呢，罗马书的第十二章，你会发现里面有许多对你人生行为的指令。
The message of the book of Romans is wonderful. It tells us how we can become Christians.
所以呢罗马书传达的信息是非常美妙的，它告诉我们怎样成为一个基督徒。
It tells us what God has done for us when he brought us back to himself.
所以呢也告诉我们当神把我们带到他跟前的时候，他为我们做了什么。
It tells us what he's going to do for us simply because he's done wonderful things for Israel, so he'll do good things for us.
也告诉我们神准备我们为我们将来要做些什么，是因为他过去为以色列人所做的事儿，来证明他将为我们做这样的事儿。
And then in chapter 12, he says, all right, now these are the 28 things that you must do now that you've got eternal life.
所以呢在第十二章里说呢，因为你现在有了永生，所以在这你人生里必须要做的28件事。
Instructions for how you are to behave in life, one for every time of life.
这就是一个指令在你的人生中怎么样去表现，这是一个指令，让你所有的时期所有的表现都给你。
All right, then if you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, you'll find the passage that we're studying, there's 28 items there too.
所以呢你回到2 Corinthians 6，再回到格林多后书的第六章，你就发现了我们现在所谈到的28项事情。
Okay, Ecclesiastes 28 different times. The Epistles, 28 instructions for us to follow. Romans, 28 behaviors, 28 ways in which we live the life. And then in 2 Corinthians 6, it's 28 ways in which we proclaim the truth of the gospel in the difficulties of life. 28 problems, 28 responses for us in the great problems of life.
所以呢，在传道书里给了我们28个，这个在各个时期要做的。在那个书信里呢，有28封信给了我们所有的指令，让我们怎么去做。然后在罗马书里呢，也给了我们28条指示我们应该怎么样去行为，怎么样去表现。然后呢，在格林多后书第六章呢，给了我们28项，在我们人生最困难的时候应该怎么做，应该怎么去反应的。
All right, and then the question is, if the Christian is supposed to live by faith, how does he live by faith?
所以问题是呢，如果基督徒凭着信心而活，他怎么样去凭信心而活了？
What will a life of faith do for you? 28 things. The book of Hebrews chapter 11.
所以呢，你是怎么样凭信心而活了？是在希伯来书的第11章里告诉我们的。
And so, from verse 33 down through verse 38,You've got a list of 28 things that people who believe in God will be able to endure even though they're difficult.
所以呢，希伯来书11章33节到38节呢，告诉你28项，就算在你人生的困难的时候，你怎么样凭着信心去应对那样的一些状况。
Sometimes people say, my life is so hard, I just can't believe that God could help me.
所以呢，有些人呢，他说呢，我的人生是如此的艰难，我简直不能相信神能够帮助我。
And this list is the 28 things that God will do, 28evidences of faith in your life.
这里一章讲的呢，就是28项在你的人生中信心的证据。
Are you beginning to get the picture?
你开始心里有一个画面了吗？
God's plan is sufficient for whatever problem you have.
所以呢，神的供应，如对你在任何的环境中有任何问题，神的供应都是足够的。
In every situation in life, God has provided. God will help you. God will instruct you. God will encourage you.
所以在你人生各个的困难时期呢，神会提供供应给你，神会指导你，神会帮助你，神会鼓励你。
All right, now I just want to remind you that no other book is written like the Bible.
我要提醒一下大家的是呢，没有任何其他一本书像圣经这样写。
It's not surprising to us.Because we're told that God has numbered all the hairs of our head.
所以呢，对我们来说呢，没有什么可奇怪的，因为我们在圣经里读到呢，神连我们每一根头发都数过了。
And if he can number the hairs on our head, he can keep track of every problem we have in life.
所以呢，如果神能够把我们的每一根头发都数清楚，他也可以 追踪我们在人生中碰到的任何一个问题。
Peter says that in the Bible we have everything that we need for life and for godliness.
所以呢，彼得说呢，在圣经里我们有所有的在我们的人生里和信神里需要的东西。
He's got it all planned. He's got it all figured out. He knows what we need and he's made the provision.
所以呢，神，他有所有的计划，他也有所有的解决方式，他知道我们，当我们需要的时候，我们需要什么，他会提供给我们。
Alright, there's one more list. There are probably many more. I just haven't found them yet. But there's one more that I have found.
所以呢，还要再讲一个，也许，圣经里还有很多，这样的，但是他还没有发现目前。
Alright, that's found in the book of Revelation, chapter 18.
我们呢，翻到启示录的第十八章。
And it's the story of the fact that when God's judgment comes, it is going to be a complete judgment, and God is going to bring down every alternative to himself.
所以呢，这就是讲的一个在神的审判的日子，讲到所有的在神审判的日子呢，神所有的选择都会在神那里。
And so in verse 11, we read, the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over the fact that this city has died. They will mourn over her because no one buys their cargo anymore.
在第十一节里上讲到呢，地上的客商也都为他哭泣悲哀。因为没有人再买他们的货物了。
All of commerce will stop.
所有的东西都会停止。
And that's going to be very, very serious. Lots of businessmen will be broke. They're all going to be broke.
所以这是一个非常非常严重的事情，因为所有的商人都会破产，他们都要破产。
And so we have a list of the 28 things that people want to buy and sell because they say we've got to have things. They had things instead of God.
所以呢，这个呢，里面讲的28项他们要买卖的东西，他们说我们必须要买卖，他们其实知道他们要的东西而不要神。
It's all going to be destroyed.
所有的东西都会被毁掉。
Verse 12, this is what it is. Cargoes of gold, silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen, purple, silk and scarlet cloth, every sort of citron wood, and articles of every kind made of ivory, costly wood, bronze, iron, marble, cargoes of cinnamon,and spice, of incense, myrrh, and frankincense, of wine, and oil, of fine flour, and wheat, cattle, and sheep, horses, and carriages, bodies, and souls of men.
所以第十二节到第三节是讲的，这货物就是金银宝石、珍珠细麻布、紫色料、绸子、朱红色料、各样香木。各样象牙的器皿，各样极宝贵的木头和铜、铁、汉白玉和器皿，并肉桂、豆蔻、香料、香膏、乳香、酒油、细面、麦子、牛羊、车马和奴仆人口。
What a terrible list!
这是一个多么可怕的列表。
But God says, when His destruction is complete, He's going to say no to all these business alternatives to faith in Jesus Christ.
所以呢，神说当他毁掉这一切的时候呢，所有的东西他唯一的转向就是转到主耶稣基督那里。
All of this then to convince you that the Bible was written to provide you with everything you need, everything I need in order to follow the ways of God. He's got it all figured out.
所以呢，这里面所列出来的所有的东西呢，就是你人生中，我人生中所有的需要的东西，神其实已经早就把它想出来了，让这些事情在你的人生中，你可以跟随我们的主耶稣。
All right, back then to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
然后我们回到格林多后书的第六章。
And we stopped studying 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11. So we'll start there.
所以我们在格林多后书第六章的第十一节那里停住了，现在我们从这里开始。
He says, verse 11, we have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you.
这里讲呢，第十一节，哥林多人呢，我们向你们口是张开的，心是宽宏的。
Okay, so the Christian is someone whose heart is open.
所以基督徒呢，是那些心张开的那些人。
The Christian doesn't have a hidden agenda.
所以呢，基督徒没有一个隐藏的那样一个计划。
Okay, there's a sense in with him, what you see is what you get.
所以这里讲的是你看到什么，你就会得到什么。
So when you become a Christian, you don't say, I've learned a little bit about Jesus,I'm going to become a Christian, and then I'll learn all kinds of things that I wasn't taught at the beginning.
所以呢，
I'm not sure that's easy to get. Let me rephrase it. When you become a Christian, you are going to learn the basics of everything you need to know.
所以呢，当你成为一个基督徒的时候呢，你要学所有的基本的你需要知道的东西。
When you learn more about your Christian life, you're not going to say it's all different than what I was taught. You're just going to say it's all better than what I was taught.
当你开始学的更多的时候呢，你不会说这个跟我刚开始学到的东西是不同的，你会觉得我现在学的东西是更好的。
And so Paul says, when I was with you, Ephesians, in the city of Ephesus, I didn't hold back anything. I declared unto you the whole counsel of God.
所以呢，当时保罗在以弗所的时候跟以弗所人说的是呢，我交给你们的，我没有任何的保留，我把神所有的告诉我的都告诉你们了。
So when the gospel is preached to you, somebody says to you, you can have the Lord Jesus Christ as your savior.
当你有人向你传福音的时候呢，人家会说你可以有所有的关于主耶稣作为你的救主的。
You say, well, I wonder what that's going to be like.
你说我觉得就是这样的。
And then you read through the gospels, Matthew and Mark and Luke.And John, and you realize that that's going to be absolutely wonderful because it's Jesus.
当你读马太、马可、路加、约翰福音的时候呢，你说这个太美了，这所以都是讲主耶稣的。
And then you find after that that it just gets better.
然后呢，你往后读的话，你会就是越来越好。
All right, so Paul is saying now, listen, you Corinthians, I've opened my heart to you.
保罗这里基本上说呢，你们这些哥林多人，我把我的心敞开给你们。
And in the last chapters that we've been studying, we've seen the heart of Paul. We've seen how he reacts, why he reacts, what his motivations are. He's shown us his heart.
所以呢，当我们读到最后一章的时候呢，我们完完全全 看到保罗的内心呢，他是为什么这么做，他怎么就是这样的行为，他做这个动机和原因是什么。
But then he says in verse 12, we're not withholding our affection from you, but you are withholding your affection from us.
所以从第十二节他说呢，你们狭窄，原不在乎我们，是在乎自己心肠狭窄。
Paul's saying, I've told you what my heart is, but you haven't told me what your heart is, because you see, your heart isn't what it should be.
所以呢，保罗说，我把我的心给你们，你们却不把我你们的心给我，你们的心呢，不应该是你们应该是那样的心。
So he's saying to them, I think what you've got to do, verse 13, as a fair exchange, I speak to you as my children, open wide your hearts also.
所以呢，在第十三节里，他继续说，你们也要照样用宽宏的心报答我，我这话正像对自己的孩子说的。
The Christian is to be wide open in his life. Every one of us are to show what our real heart is, and we don't have two programs going on at the same time.
所以实际上呢，基督徒呢，他应该是把所有的时间、所有的心都敞开给所有的人。他不是说在他心里有两套计划在同一个时间。
So I guess one of the things that thrills you as it thrills me about the gospel of Jesus Christ is that it is real.
因为我想通过你们通过我呢，我们知道关于主耶稣的福音它是真的。
We trust the Lord Jesus Christ not because we hope it might work. We trust the Lord Jesus Christ because we know he is real.
所以呢，我们相信主耶稣基督不是因为通过我们所做的功，我们相信主耶稣呢，因为他是真的。
Now there's a sense in which the Corinthians were hypocrites.
所以呢，在那里那种状态下呢，在哥林多人中间有那些假冒伪善。
And they weren't always the same on the inside as they looked on the outside.
他们不是在所有的时间中，他们内心所想的跟他们外面表现出来的是一样。
And so he says, now this is what you must do in order to make sure that your heart is real, just as my heart was real.
他说呢，我现在给你们讲的一件事，你要确保你的心是真的，就像我的心是真的一样。
So he says in verse 14, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common?
在第十四节说呢，你们和不信的原不相配，不要同负一轭。义和不义有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？
He's saying, if you were to be working together with an unbeliever,you would be compromised in your heart and life because the unbeliever would be pulling one way and you would be pulling another way.
所以他说，如果你跟不信的人在一起呢，你会在你的人生中做出某种妥协，因为不信的人往这边走，你往这边走，最终你会被他带。
The Lord Jesus said to the people,You can't serve God and mammon or riches at the same time.
所以主耶稣说呢，你不可能同时侍奉钱神和马门，那马门就是说财富。
And just as you can't serve God and riches at the same time, you can't work with somebody who's pulling in the opposite direction at the same time.
所以就像你不能同时服侍神和财富一样，你不可能和一个不信的人，他完全朝着相反的方向的人拉着那一个人一起做事。
So he says, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common?
所以这里讲的义和不义有什么相交呢？
the illustration could be, what would you do if you were in business?
这里举了个例子呢，就是说在你做生意的时候你怎么去做。
And it was time to pay your taxes.
到了报税的时间。
And you were to make the calculations and you would say, in our business, we owe $10,000 in tax.
所以呢 在你去自己计算的呢，你说我们要付10,000块钱的税。
And your partner says, no, let's change the numbers and we will only pay $2,000 in tax.
所以呢你的合伙人呢说我们修改一下数字，然后这样呢我们可以只付2,000块钱的税。
And the Christian would say, we can't do that, we cannot tell a lie.
所以基督徒说呢，我们不能这么做，因为我们不能撒谎。
And the non-Christian would say, but we'll save $8,000 if we tell a lie.
那些非基督徒说呢，如果我们撒个谎呢，我们可以节省8,000块钱。
Okay, you can't be doing both at the same time.
你不可能在这个同样的时间做同样的事。
And so you can't be tied together with somebody who's going to do it wrong when you want to do it right.
你不可能和一个你想做正确的事，他想做错误的事，这样的一个人绑在一起。
But you got to make sure that your own heart is such that you don't want to do both what's right and what's wrong at the same time.
所以你要保证你有一个正确的心，在同一时间你不用去管怎样做正确的，怎样做错误。
Paul says, I just told you about me, and I did what was right even when I was in prison, even when I didn't get to sleep, even when I was starving, I would do what is right.
保罗说呢，我刚刚告诉过你们，我就要做正确的事，尽管我在监狱里，尽管我失眠，尽管我饥饿的时候，我同样要做正确的事。
So, the first thing he says then is,You're supposed to do righteousness and not wickedness. That relates to what it is you do.
所以呢，这里呢，which verse?
It's still verse 14.
所以呢，是 verse 14. 他在十四节继续说呢，你应该去做正确的事情，而不应该去做不正确的事情，不管你在做什么。
All right, the next line is, or what fellowship can light have with darkness?
所以下面接着讲呢，光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？
And that's not so much what you do, that is where you go.
这个跟你做什么没有关系，这个跟你往哪里去是有关系的。
Do you walk in light or do you walk in darkness?
你在光里行走呢，还是在黑暗里行走呢？
And you certainly wouldn't want to be walking with someone else when you wanted to walk in light and he wanted to walk in darkness. You'd say, this isn't going to work very well.
你当然不会想跟一个你想在光明里行走的，而他却想在黑暗里行走的那样的一个人一起行走，因为你会说这个不会有什么效果。
All right, now the third one is verse 15. What harmony is there between Christ and Belial?
所以第十五节呢讲的基督和比列有什么相合呢？
We know who Jesus Christ is. He is the Lord and Savior.
我们知道主耶稣是什么，他是主和救主。
But who is this Belial?
但是谁是这个比列呢？
And the Bible would teach us that it would be the devil himself.
这个圣经教导我们说呢，他就是魔鬼自己。
So the third question is, who do you follow? Who do you serve?
所以第三个问题呢，就是你会跟随谁，你会服侍谁。
Okay, and so you wouldn't want to be working together with someone who wanted to serve the devil. When you were trying to serve the Lord Jesus, it isn't going to work.
你当然不会去跟一个想服侍魔鬼的人，当你尝试着要去服侍主的时候，你不会想跟这样一个人一起工作。
So the picture now is two people walking together and the word is yoked together.
所以呢这个呢就是两个人在一起行走。那个字呢就叫同父异轭。
Okay, are you all familiar with the concept of the yoke?
你们大家都知道那个 yoke 是什么吗？
Okay, a yoke is where you get two animals pulling a load together.
所以呢那个 yoke 就是那个轭，就是把两个动物绑在一起来拉一样东西。
In the old days before you had tractors, you used to get two oxen together and they would be tied together at the neck and then they would go through the field, they'd plow the field together, each pulling on the plow behind them.
在那个年代，你们会发现有两头牛被绑在一起拉一个犁，他就是用那个犁往一个方向在田里犁田。
So what would you do if you had two animals pulling the plow? One was a small ox and the other was a big horse.
所以呢，如果你有两头动物来同负一个，一个是一个小的牛，另外一个是很大的一头马。
What would happen?
这个发生什么呢？
Well, you'd have a fight pretty soon, wouldn't you?
所以很快他们就会打起来，是不是？
If the horse was leading, you might go round and round in circles.
所以如果那个马它用力的话呢，你就会可能在原地转圈。
If the ox was leading, he might run into the horse.
所以如果是那个小牛拉的话呢，它可能都碰到那个马。
Farmers always know, you put two horses together, you put two oxes together, you put two donkeys together, but you don't put a donkey and a cow. It's not going to work.
那些农民呢，他通常呢，他知道把两头牛或者放在一起，或者两头马放在一起，或者两头驴放在一起，他们绝对不会把一头驴和一个牛放在一块。
Now the Christian is encouraged, you, when you're walking through life, you make sure that you are working together with someone who is like you. A Christian and a Christian together, you can work together. But don't get involved with someone who isn't a Christian.
所以呢，我们基督徒经常被鼓励和跟你一样的基督徒一起工作，而不要与那些跟你不是基督徒的那样的人一起工作。
So that would be a truth that you would teach to people when they think about going into business. And you would say, you make sure that you don't go into business with a non-Christian because you're going to have problems.
所以这就是你们要去告诉别人的，当人家请求一个做生意的建议的时候，你说你要跟一个基督徒一起做生意，而不是跟一个非基督徒一起做生意，因为迟早如果你跟非基督徒一起做生意会有问题的。
Now you would have this same logic to consider before you get married.
所以同样的逻辑呢，在你结婚之前你是也要考虑的。
And you would say to a Christian,Don't you marry a non-Christian because you won't be going in the same directions.
你会跟他们说呢，不要与一个非基督徒结婚，因为你们的方向是完全不一样的。
The prophet Amos asked the question, how can two walk together except they be agreed?
所以在阿摩斯书里说呢， 如果两个人他们不同没有共同的观点，他们怎么能够一起行走呢？
And so you wouldn't want to be yoked together in marriage with someone who doesn't love the Lord Jesus.
你不会跟那些不能跟你同父你不会跟那些不爱主耶稣的那样的人在婚姻里同父一轭。
But of course that raises all kinds of other problems because some people become Christians after they are in business or after they are married.
这里呢就出现了另外的一些问题，因为有些人呢他是在已经有了生意伙伴或者已经结婚以后才成为基督徒的。
That is a bit of a problem. I'll tell you the story of my friend. He became a Christian.
这里呢就有一个问题，我会告诉你一个故事关于我的朋友的，他是一个基督徒。
He was in business with his brother, and his brother was not a Christian.
他和他的兄弟是一个同在做一项生意，但是他的兄弟呢不是基督徒。
So he said to his brother, I've become a Christian. I don't think that I can continue in business with you. What can we do?
所以他跟他的兄弟说呢我已经成为基督徒了，所以我不能再跟你一起做这项生意了。那么我们怎么办呢？
His brother said to him, why did you become a Christian?
他的兄弟就跟他说呢，你为什么要成为基督徒呢？
So he gave to him, a couple of books, and he said to him, this is why you take them home and read them.
所以呢，他就给了他的兄弟几本书，说这就是我成为基督徒的原因，你拿回家去看看吧。
The next day he said to his brother, so what are we going to do to solve our problem?
所以下第二天呢他跟他的兄弟说，我们要做什么来解决我们现在的问题了？
His brother said to him, what problem?
他的兄弟说，有什么问题吗？
He said to him, well, I'm a Christian, you're not a Christian, that's a big problem.
他说，我是基督徒，你不是基督徒，这就是一个大问题啊。
His brother said, no, it's not a problem. I became a Christian last night.
所以他兄弟说，现在已经不是问题了，因为昨天晚上我已经成为基督徒了。
So that problem was pretty easily solved.
所以这样的问题是很容易解决的。
Many times when a man becomes a Christian, his wife becomes a Christian.
所以很多时候呢，如果一个男人成为基督徒以后，他的妻子也会成为基督徒。
And that's always wonderful when it happens.
所以如果这样的事情发生，总是非常好。
But many times it doesn't happen like that.
所以呢，在很多时候呢，也不会发生这样的事。
And God says, all right, I'm going to give special grace and special wisdom and power to the Christian who is married to the non-Christian person.
所以呢神说呢，我会给那些与非基督徒结婚的人特别的恩典，特别的智慧和特别的能力。
Okay, and it's easier, it's true, it's easier when you're both Christians.
当然呢，你们两个都是基督徒的会比较容易一点。
But it's not impossible when you're not both Christians. God just deals with your circumstances in a different way.
所以呢，如果不是双方都不是基督徒的话，有一方不是基督徒，也不是说不可能的，因为神对你的状况有一个特别的应对。
And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, the teaching is clear. If you become a Christian and your spouse has not become a Christian, don't seek to separate.
所以呢，在格林多后书第七章里讲得非常清楚，如果你成为了基督徒，你的配偶没有成为基督徒，不要去离婚。
Let God solve that difficult problem.
让神呢解决这个难题。
And he will. But don't go beyond that and get entangled again in other unequal yokes of business or of projects or even remarriage. That's not God's answer at all.
所以不要去做一些超过那样的事情的一些事情，就是说啊，你去啊重新找一个生意伙伴，或者是重新结婚，或者是寻找那些其他的那些跟你啊不同父异母的人。
And so many of you know some of that difficulty. Just remember that many of us are praying for you that God will bring your husband, your wife together so that you can be together in the Lord. That's what the Lord is working toward. That's what we're praying for.
所以呢，你们中间很多人有碰到这样的难题，但是你们要知道，我们一直在为你们祷告，让神把你的丈夫或者你的妻子带回来，让你们所有的都一起信主。
Okay, five reasons then why you wouldn't want to be unequally yoked together unless God has allowed it in your marriage situation.
所以呢，有五个啊不同的原因，就是说你不要和那个不能同父异母的人在一起。所以呢，神会给你帮助在你那个困难的时候。
Verse 14 then, number one, what do you do?What do righteousness and wickedness have in common?
所以呢，在第十四节里讲的是，那你怎么做呢？义和不义有什么相交呢？
Number two, where do you go? What fellowship can light have with darkness?
所以呢，第二是你往哪里去？那个光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？
Number three, whom do you serve?What harmony is there between Christ and Belial?
所以第十五节说呢，你去服侍谁？是基督还是比列呢？
Number four, who are you? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What you are is just different.
所以第四个呢，你是谁？信主和不信主的人有什么相干呢？这之间有什么不同吗？
And the last one is number 6 verse 16. What agreement is there between the temple of God and of idols?
所以第六个呢，就是第十六节，你神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？
And that really is a question of whom, Christ and Belial is who do you serve this one really is who you are. Are you a temple of God or a temple of idols? Who are you?
所以呢，这里呢，前面讲的那个什么有区别和那个比例的区别，这里讲的实际上是你自己，你自己的身体，你是神的殿呢，还是那个偶像的殿？
And this last one is very important because verse 16 says, we are the temple of the living God. As God has said,I will live it with them. I will walk among them. I will be their God. They will be my people.
所以这里面讲的那是非常重要的。在第十六节是这样说的，因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
So the Christian then is very different from the non-Christian.
所以呢，基督徒和非基督徒是有非常大的区别的。
So, in particular, we want to be encouraging our youth, warning our youth, don't get involved with unbelievers. God will give great grace to husbands who have unsaved wives, wives who have unsaved husbands, but don't go in that direction. If you end up there,God will help you, but don't head off in that direction.
这就是为什么我们要去警告和鼓励那些年轻人，不要和那些 不信的人搞在一起，因为就算是你已经和非基督徒结婚了，神会给你很大的恩典，但是呢就算这样，不要朝那个方向走。
He says in verse 17, therefore, come out from them, be separate, saith the Lord. Do not touch any unclean thing, and I will receive you.
实际上他在第十七节又说，你们勿要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不净的物，我就收纳你们。
I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
第十八节，我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。
So when a woman becomes a Christian, they end up with this marvelous relationship with God Himself.
当一个男人或者一个女人成为基督徒的时候呢，他们和主之间有了一个神奇的关系。
And it's logical that God would be a jealous God and would make sure that we are true to Him rather than to other people.
所以呢，这里是我们的神是祭邪的神，他就要确保你们对他的忠实，而不是去对其他的事情。
Since God becomes our Father, since He lives in us, since we are His sons and His daughters, we want to make sure that we're not yoked to, tied to, actively involved in other relationships which are going in a different direction.
因为呢，神是我们的神，他住在我们里面，我们是他的儿女，所以呢，我们要确保我们和那些不洁的人不要搅在一起。
All right. Well, that's a lot of discussion today, a lot of presentation. I'm just wondering if there's some questions that might be in your hearts and mind that we can draw attention to before we get into chapter 7.
我们今天呢，这是很多的讲了很多方面的很多的事儿，他就是想想，如果你们在内心或者在你们的大脑里有什么问题对这些方面的我们必须要引起注意的一些问题，我们先讨论一下，在我们进入下一章之前。
Any question to clarify here?
Yeah. I have a question.
Okay.
They said, is there between temple of God and idols? For we are temple of the living God.
Yes.
We are temple of living God. But, for example, in China, we have a lot of, idol, statue of idol, Buddhism idol. How should we deal with the idol? We should destroy this idol, the history, heritage, this idol.
yes, that's right, you better translate.
所以我觉得老王的问题他是在那个第十六节里面，就是神的殿偶像有什么这个在这个里面，他说在中国呢有很多偶像，那么呢他们应该怎么去做，是去摧毁那些偶像呢，还是怎么样？
All right. We only have responsibility where we have responsibility.
所以呢我们只负责任就在我们有责任的地方去负责任。
So I can't go to your house and say I don't like your car.
所以呢我不可能到你家里去说我不喜欢你的车。
You would say that's not your car, it's my car.
你会说这不是你的车，这是我的车。
So I have a responsibility to make sure that there are no idols in my house.
所以呢，我的责任是呢，我确保在我家里没有偶像。
But I can't say, to my neighbor, he can't have any idols in his house.
我不可能对我的邻居说，你不能有任何的偶像在你的房子里。
So the idols in the city, the idols in the country, they are not my responsibility. They're responsibility of the government.
所以呢，在那个城市里或者在哪些国家里有偶像呢？那不是我的职责，那个职责是应该是政府的职责。
Now in the Old Testament, they got rid of the idols because the Jewish people were the government, and God instructed the government as to what to do, get rid of those idols.
所以在旧约里呢，那个以色列人摧毁那些偶像呢，因为他们犹太人他自己就是政府，所以神呢指示那个犹太人他们的政府去摧毁那些偶像。
But the Christian can't say to the government, get rid of them in any way other than electing a government who will get rid of them.
所以呢，基督徒不可能去跟政府说你们要摧毁那些偶像，也不是说我们要去选一个人出来去让他来摧毁那个偶像。
So the Christian can give counsel, but he cannot take action outside of his own area of responsibility.
所以基督徒呢，可以给出他们一些劝告，但是我们不能超出我们自己的区域和我们自己要负责任的那个范围。
Is that getting at your question?
这个有没有？
Yeah.
Any more comment on that? Any more question on that?
有任何的想法和任何的问题关于这个？
All right, any other questions?
有没有其他的问题呢？除了这个问题以外。
Sometimes these complications, these tie-ups get to be very difficult. And I guess I'm not sure how to respond, but I guess I would say, in part related to Vic's question, don't take a responsibility for which you have no authority.
因为有时候呢，像这样的一些情况，它出现的呢，是一个非常复杂的，也是非常难的。然后呢，他给那个老王的那个劝告呢，是不要去做那些你没有授权去做的事。
I used to work for a large company.
他曾经跟一个大公司工作过。
They decided they would do something which I felt from the Bible would not be wise.
他们呢决定去做一件事情，我认为在圣经里学到的呢，我认为是不是很聪明的去做。
But I was just an employee, I wasn't the boss.
我只是一个雇员，我又不是老板。
So I went to my boss one day, and I said to him, boss, I don't think we should do that. I don't think that's wise.
然后呢，有一天我就去跟我的老板说，我认为我们不应该做那样的事，那样做并不够聪明。
He said to me, well, I disagree with you. We will make a lot of money if we do it in a way that the Bible says we should not do it.
所以呢，他说呢，我不同意你的说法，如果我们去做那种圣经说不应该做的那样的方式去做的话呢，我们公司会赚很多钱。
So I had to say to him, boss, I think you're wrong, but I'm going to request this.
所以我对我的老板说，我认为你是错的，但是我有一个要求。
I said, I don't think you want me to work on that side of the project because you know I don't agree with it. I would prefer that you'd give me another job to do.
那我的要求就是呢，你不要让我在那个项目里工作，因为我根本就不同意你这个项目，我更愿意去做另外一些工作。
And he said, yes, Harold, I agree with you. You don't have to work on that side. I'm responsible for that side. You go work on the other side. And so I didn't have to worry that I was working against God. He put me on another side of the company so that I could work there with a clear conscience.
所以呢，他跟我说呢 ，Harold。你不必要参加这个项目，我会派你做其他的事情，因为这个项目是我在管，你不用担心这个。所以 Harold 呢，他不用去担心他做了什么事儿，是对抗神的，然后他自己在良心里他也得到安宁。
All right, other questions or comments?
还没有其他的问题和想法。
我想顺着刚才 Harold 的那个意思来讲啊，就是说因为他的这个是雇员，然后他怎么来看他的这个老板是他的权柄，要顺服这个权柄这个问题。
Okay. So I think Jane's question is,
is this Jane?
Yeah, Jane.
Alright.
Jane's question is because you are just an employee.
Yes.
Do you deal with that, your boss is your authority, how to obey him?
You obey him in a very similar way to which Daniel obeyed Nebuchadnezzar.
所以说呢，你顺服你的老板的方式呢，就像那个但以理顺服尼布甲尼撒一样。
Nebuchadnezzar was the boss, and he did many things that were bad, but he also did some things that were good.
尼布甲尼撒呢，他是大老板，他做了很多坏事，但是他也做了一些好事。
And so he said to Daniel, Daniel, you can work on this part of the business, part of the kingdom,where you can do things that are good, I will get other people to do the things that are bad.
所以呢，尼布甲尼撒跟大英你说呢，你可以在我们的政府里，在国家里做一些好的事，你认为是好的事，我会让其他的人去干那些不好的事。
The same thing was true for Daniel when he worked for Darius, the Persian, the Mede, because there he was going against the government as well.
同样的是丹尼里他当后来跟那个波斯的德尼尔一起工作的时候呢，他也是他们在做一些对政府不利的事。
So it's not always easy. Sometimes it's so bad you actually have to quit your job.
所以呢不是通常来说不是太容易的，因为有的时候你甚至要辞掉你的工作。
But sometimes you don't have to quit your job. You can carry right on doing what is right.
有时候呢，你也不必要一定要去工作，你只做那些对的事。
Now I'm not sure that that answered the question.
我不确定你那个有没有回答你的问题。那个 Hong may have a question.
Okay.
Hong, do you?
我有一个问题是这样的啊，我老公家呢就有三个，一个是观音，一个祖先，一个地主，每逢过年过节啊那些都要拜祭。那我现在又是做基督信这个的话，那我回去是不可以拜祭的，那我该怎么做？
所以你老公有三个偶像，你是说是吧？
对，他们家有三个位，在一个神柜里面放着观音、祖先、地主。
So, her question is, her husband has three idols at the house in China.
Yes.
So they every time, every holiday or something like that, they will worship that three idols.
Yes.
And her question is, when she get back to China, should she worship that idols with her husband or not?
I think she's got to say to her husband, but those idols are not the true God. I can't worship them. She might not be able to get rid of them in the house, but she doesn't have to worship them.
他说呢，你必须呢回去，如果在那种情况下，你必须跟你老公说，那不是真的神，所以我不会去敬拜他们。但是呢，你没有职责，没有责任把那些偶像从你家里移出去，所以呢，你没有责任，你也不能去敬拜他们。
So I think you just got to say that Jesus is the true God.I will worship him. I cannot worship those idols anymore. You can explain why, but you cannot worship them because your heart will say no. You can't be unequally yoked in that respect. I don't think you can worship them.
所以呢，他不认为你要去敬拜那些神，你应该去跟你老婆说，主耶稣才是真正的神，你们那些神。你敬拜的都不是真的，你也可以跟他解释为什么你不去敬拜那些而敬拜主耶稣，所以你要从内心说我不能去敬拜这样的神。
That might not be easy. It may very well be like Paul had to be when he was commending the gospel in chapter 6, commending the gospel in very difficult circumstances.That is a difficult circumstance for you.
那个他不认为那个是很容易的，就像保罗当时给他们讲福音的时候呢，那个环境也是非常复杂的，也是非常难的。所以你如果在这个环境下去跟你老公讲那个，也是非常难的。
All right, our time is gone. The questions are not all gone. I think Ivy probably has a question.But, Ivy, I don't think we've got time for it today. Do you have a good memory? Can we try it next week?
他说呢，我们的时间已经到了，然后呢，他知道我们刚才也看到你有问题，那如果你记性好的话，你下个星期把这个问题提出来，我们再回答。
好的，好 ,OK.
OK, very good.The Lord bless you. These are not easy questions. You are facing big issues. And we pray much for you that the Lord will strengthen you in these big issues because you want to do what is right. You want to honor the Lord Jesus. Not easy.
这并不是很容易的。我们大家呢都面临着这样。一个复杂困难的难题，我们会为你们祷告，求神赐福给你们，求神加强你们，给你们信心去讲这样的事儿。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the fact that you're bold enough to give us instruction even in the hard areas.
主啊，我们要感谢您，您那个这么极其大胆的把这些。当我们在困难的时候给我们的指令说出来。
We thank you, Lord, that you have told us what to do.
我们也向上感恩您已经告诉了我们我们应该做什么。
Our prayer is that you will give us wisdom and grace and perseverance to do what is right.
我们的祷告是您给我们恩典给我们智慧给我们实际的方式去做什么是正确。
And Lord, we pray specifically that you will save many of the husbands and wives who do not yet know the Savior.
主啊，我们的祷告是您 会拯救那些没有得救的丈夫和妻子。
We thank you that the unbelieving spouse is sanctified by the believer, and we pray that the result of that will be that many of these unsaved spouses will come to know the Savior soon.
我们感恩的是那些不信的人会因为信的那些配偶而成圣。我们的祷告是这样的，结果很快就会实现。
In the meantime, give much grace and patience to those who are waiting for that happy day.
所以呢，在现在给那些人等待那一刻发生的那些人，给他们智慧，给他们恩典。
We thank thee, Lord, for your goodness and grace to us.
我们感谢您的美善和恩典给我们的。
We pray that you will bless us now in Jesus' name.
我们现在祷告，求您赐福给我们，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.